Talk Show is intended for a mature audience with a fully functional brain who intend to use it in a responsible manner. The views presented on the show are that of the host and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our sponsors. Various sponsors of the show are, in fact, supporting free speech, so deal with it. Always remember, you are not a mindless zombie, and you can change the dial.
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We see things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
We are back. What a day it was yesterday. Up and down. My goodness. I want to thank all you folks who joined us on the Republican Broadcasting Network. That program with Gordon Duff is archived over at Veterans Today, probably one of the best sites out there. Hard-hitting news, the facts, all these guys, great contributors, all of them. They stand behind what they say. Pretty hard-hitting stuff. We got it linked at johnstokes.info. So good afternoon, Europe. Good morning, East Coast. Really good morning, West Coast. And last call for alcohol, Australia. But, you know, Gordon Duff was guest on The Edge, perhaps America's most controversial host. Why would they say that? It's only controversial if you disagree. And I just, fortunately, I was able to jump into the webpage and screw it up this morning. And I did. So let me go see if I can kind of fix it. Let me see. And right after, you know, got zapped yesterday, right after we got done broadcasting, my computer got hacked. I don't know why they do it. But I'm going to try and do this thing before. Well, we got a break coming up here anyway. We are brought to you this morning by Ice Armor, the best outerwear out there. I mean, you can sleep on the ice at minus 40 if you want to do and not get hypothermia. It's just that good. You should get some. Also, Northwest Copper Works is holding the price on copper stills, the alcohol fuel stills, through this month. We all know Thanksgiving's coming. Copper's volatile. You know, hopefully it'll go down, but it doesn't look that way, does it? Okay, now that I did screw up the page, sorry, Kirsten, you can fix it, though. And if you have it within your wherewithal to donate to Kirsten, she's a web gal that puts the whole thing together and has put it together. She does so many other sites, too, out there. She does Jack Blood's site, Uncover the News, ours, of course, and, you know, plus a full-time job. Now, I'm going to see how bad did I screw up the page here. Whoopsie. Probably pretty good. All right. Some of the news out there is just so freaking bizarre. Now, the protest today is going on. I think I did it. There you go. I put the cam on our main page, so it makes it easy for you. You can watch the bear while you read the stories. Except they changed the font size on the damn thing. This is school. Where is it? Toronto? Unbelievable. They have banned all playground balls. Softballs, soccer balls, kickballs, basketballs. No, I pretty much screwed that up. I'll just have to take it off for now. Kirsten can help me. Okay, be right back. The number here at Republic is 800-313-9443. And I want to thank all the folks that helped me out on the second program. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, good. Welcome back. You listen to The Edge. The webpage is johnstokes.info. And I got to say, it's probably the best news site out there. We got all the cutting edge news from around the world, revolutionary politics, WorldNet, Daily, Space, Cold Fusion. Yeah, we're reporting on the Cold Fusion. The thing's working. Students at Earl Beatty Public School revolt. We want our balls back. Grow some. They chant it, we want our balls back. Might come up with a different one than that. But the happy days of kicking a ball around at recess ended Monday after students took home a letter advising that henceforth no child could bring a soccer ball, football, or even tennis ball to the junior and senior school areas. The letter stated there have been a few serious incidences which staff and students have been hit or come close to being struck by flying balls. From now on, only Nerf balls or sponge balls can be brought to school. Next, they'll say you can't run because kids fall, or you can't wear shoelaces because kids will trip. Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that just absolutely ridiculous? Now, we are monitoring the Occupy Wall Street movement. They are planning on a two-month anniversary march to actual Wall Street, trying to disrupt it, I guess. draw attention to it. But how can you disrupt computers? That's where all the trading is. It's computers. It's all rigged. It's all rigged. And, of course, I think now they're working on the subways, too. They want to disrupt subways, and I think there's about 8 stations they're going to storm or occupy. It's not going away anytime soon. It is not going away anytime soon. Where's that top story I have for that? And Christmas, I think I pulled the polar bear cam off, right? I think I did. The chat room's open for you guys to get in there. That's great. The police state versus occupy. This is not going to end well for any of us. There's just something in the air, isn't there? Just something in the air. A lot of people listened to that interview yesterday from Veterans Day, so go to VT today if you want to hear that again or share it with folks. Very insightful. Watch the Iran-Israel thing. Follow the money. But watch out for Nigeria and Somalia and Kenya, because we've got troops there. And Israel has a lot of their nukes stored in Nigeria. Very oil-rich. Halliburton's was charged with super corruption over there. Super corruption. And had to pay off something like an $88 million fine. Cost of doing business for Halliburton. Big deal. Big, big, big deal. Now you got to look at where Kenya and Somalia are located. They're on the east coastline of Africa. Right within striking distance of the Suez Canal, I believe it is. Shut that thing down anytime they want. And all we hear about is, the pirates. There's pirates over there. We must go send our fleet over there to patrol pirates. Right. Why don't you arm the tankers? You know those tankers aren't allowed to carry guns? They're not allowed to carry guns because so many nations around the world are PC. Going to ban guns. Can't have guns in our country. So these tankers aren't allowed to carry guns. I think it's international law. They're sitting ducks. But where are you going to go with it? You hijack a tanker? I guess sometimes they hold them ransom for the fuel. Bring them into a friendly port, I guess. But, and I guess on the other hand, I suppose you don't want a lot of gunshots going off when you're sitting on all that fuel either. I'm going to go back up here to the page here. I got it loaded, but now I got the wind blowing over the microphone here. There's the Occupy cam. There we have. And there is it. Cold Fusion. Okay, be quiet. Okay. Now you can post that to your site, too. I know where it is. It's on the other page here. Yeah. Stop it. Okay. We got it done. Close tabs. Number here at Republic is 800-313-9443. I heard some news from a friend yesterday, and that's why I was kind of broken up on the second show, that her daughter, beautiful girl, was pregnant and went in for the ultrasound and no heartbeat. So yesterday I had to go to the hospital and remove it. Got to be tough. It's got to be tough losing a child. And that mother lost a child and the father lost a child. His heart quit beating. And there in eastern Washington, the radiation hitting the Cascades is horrendous. And that's one of the things I sadly reported about a month ago. And it happened in Chernobyl. Heart attacks for kids. Sudden death. And I didn't know it had permeated the womb, and I don't know if this is what caused it. But pay attention to your community. See what's going on. You know, the hospitals just aren't going to report death rates, report miscarriages. But these radioactive isotopes really attack kids because their cells multiply twice as fast as ours. Really attacks the old folks. The immune system is usually so broke down in old folks. Get a lot of vitamin D3 in you. That helps prevent so many diseases. So many. I mean, with the wintertime now, daylight hardly being anything. It's darker here longer than it is light. It's still dark here. You need vitamin D3. We don't get out in the sun as much as we should. There are many, many, many tanning beds out there that are a source of vitamin D3. one of our previous sponsors, we still have the banner up for them, is ESB Tanning Systems. You can only get it, you only get them in 15 minutes. They're not the kind of bad ones. You know, like, oh, you're going to get skin cancer, melanoma. This one's good for you. It even has red light therapy that stimulates your body to make collagen, which is anti-wrinkle stuff. Way, way, way cool. Check it out. I mean, I got no dog in that fight, but check it out. You need vitamin D3. And, of course, the fallout, that's good stuff, too. Chromium, magnesium, calcium, boron, zeolite, pectin. These things will mediate the radiation. They'll wrap themselves around it and allow you to excrete it one way or the other. But the radiation really goes to the child's heart muscles. One of them does anyway. There's over 1,400 of this vile stuff that's been released. Let me go down here to Energy News. Arne Gunderson. Okay, where is that link? I do the whole thing off the webpage. Morning. This is not good. Radiation precautions for Seattle, Vancouver, and Portland. Hungry Lab, absorb radiation. Okay, here it is. There it is. It was. Sorry about the dead air here, but it's the edge. Film workers got people just dropping dead like crazy over there. Radiation precautions for areas near Seattle, Vancouver, Portland. And there's a video up there of it. I'm not going to play that, though. And Arne Gunderson on the 5 o'clock shadow with Robert Knight on November 10th states, obviously Japan is a mess, but we also found in the Cascades. I've got a lot of friends that live there. And that's in the Pacific Northwest. Local contamination throughout the Cascades on the order of 100 disintegrations per second in around 2 pounds of dirt. Approaching the levels of many areas in Japan that are relatively close to Fukushima. If you're in the Cascades, perhaps you need to wash your shoes and wash your vegetables and things like that a lot more often. There's going to be a little bit of cesium in all of our foods. It's going to ultimately get in very low concentrations in our food. This is not true in the Cascades. It's a lot higher. There are other things we should be doing. Well, I'm trying. It's also likely farm production is partially impacted in neighboring provinces in Japan, according to the new study. This newscaster who was eating produce on TV to prove how safe it is now dying of leukemia. Came on that fast. And related posts, scientists, average person in Seattle breathed in 10 hot radioactive particles a day during April. Oh, forgot to tell you. Shouldn't they tell you, don't go outside today? You know, air filters won't take this stuff out. There should be grave concern in Japan, the country to see 20 to 30% increase in cancer, maybe even higher in Fukushima. Government is deliberately playing down the significance. There's nowhere to run. Hot radioactive particles in Seattle at 50% of levels seen in Tokyo. That latches onto the lung tissue. Experts think the U.S. West Coast might see contamination of water and fish by 2013. Gunderson structure, are they testing now? No, but what's an estimate? My goodness. Alaska storable foods. It's not just, I'm telling you, it's a great product. It tastes wonderful. And it's healthy for you. It's non-radiated. There's a couple cases left. And when it's gone, the O10 run is gone. When this thing first happened, Dan went out and knew what was going to happen here because they're downwind and all this stuff. And the whole industry, one of the main industries of Alaska is fishing, commercial sport and recreation. How devastating will that be? All those coastal towns, the canneries. But you can get non-radiated, really good stuff. By the case, and he's now starting to sell it locally, so that it's going to go really, 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 really fast. AlaskaStorableFoods.com ships it right out, USPS.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we are back. You're listening to The Edge on Republic Broadcasting Network, and good morning, Dallas, and all affiliates in between. Thank you. Go to TalkStreamLive.com. You can listen to us on satellite, Globalstar, Rick Satellite. Whew, I don't know where all the places are being played, but glad you're here. And thanks truly from the bottom of my heart for helping out yesterday. It was very tough. I think I was in bed by 5:30. Okay, just in, a Hungarian lab emitted iodine-131, but lab director says it cannot be the same as what was found covering Europe. The absorbed radiation dose of iodine-131 was 10 times higher than iodine-132 was 10 times higher than iodine-131 in northern Japan after the meltdowns. Plus, iodine-132 is 9 times more effective at radiating the thyroid. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? Reporters are seeing mountains of radioactive waste in Yokohama. The ominous weight of the nuclear crisis, which had seemed a distant affair until now. Latest food scare hits Japan. Rice over radiation limit found 60 kilometers from meltdowns. Government said previous tests were underdone. Now, you heard it here 6 months ago that the rice crops are going to be radiated. The soil's radiated. Goes up the stem, goes into the head. It's the same true for our food supply. It's the same is true for our food supply. So seriously, consider. figuring out how you can erect a greenhouse. Keep it out of the rain. You know, right now, even though it's a winter wonderland here, it's postcard pretty. I know for a fact that stuff's hotter than hell out there. And I gotta go out and plow it again. It just keeps coming down. So there's a synopsis on Fukushima this morning. Not good, is it? Not too good. All right, let's go back to the homepage, johnstokes.info, and see what's going on. We are monitoring the Occupy Wall Street. They're supposed to have a big confrontation. They will see if it's just a fizzle. Sometimes these things never turn out as expected, or sometimes they're better or worse. Just depends on your point of view. Gosh, I did get the polar bear cam up there. Yahoo! That's a big boy. Wowee. Okay, two European websites confirmed by Rossi as legitimate partners. For a number of weeks now, the website, ECAT.com, has been posting films and videos of the October 6th demonstration in Bologna. But the site's relationship with Andrea Rossi had not been clear. Yesterday, the site was updated significantly and now appears to be a full-service site dealing with the ECAT technology, stating that it's associated with Andrea Rossi. There we go. To put the ECAT technology on the map. This is where our jobs are, folks. Everybody's talking about jobs. Obama wants a jobs bill. And they're brainwashing people about the infrastructure. You know, where the hell is all the money gone that we've been paying at the gas pump? There's a surcharge there. There's a federal tax, and there's a state tax, and a lot of times there's a local tax. About 70 cents on every gallon. That was supposed to be for the highway departments to maintain and expand the highway system. So now I said, oh, we need all these hundreds of billions of dollars for highways. Well, what are you doing with the money? What did you do with all that, the billions, probably trillions, we gave you? Or you stole from us? Now, third world, just around the corner. How Screwed Are We has a well in-depth three-part series on that. Three-part series, because we just keep being told we're so well off. We're the freest country ever. We're the freest country ever. Not by a long shot anymore. Not by a long shot. Okay, we've got the Earth Cam there, too, that has the cameras from New York, from the Statue of Liberty. And, unfortunately, there's another missing child here, David Kapoyan, age two, and he's missing from the Van Nuys area. He's a cute little guy, kind of oriental look to him. So if you're in that Van Nuys area and you see somebody who doesn't look like they fit together, please call the Los Angeles Police Department. Occupy Wall Street continues. It continues. Now, of course, they raid him in the middle of the night, kind of Gestapo-like, kind of like what John Kennedy said. You don't pay attention, they're going to come for you in the middle of the night. And they do. Official debt now is way, 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 way over $15 trillion. And that's just the stuff they're showing you. You know, that's just the stuff they're showing you. We owe more like $76 trillion. Europe continues its meltdown. We'll see. And if you just report it often enough, you get numb to it. Big deal. Greece is in trouble. Greece can't pay their $60 billion in taxes to the EU, which are due today. Now, wait a minute. You know, what's the EU been in existence for? About 17 years, I guess, something like that. And it's a federation, I guess. Why would you pay taxes to belong to that? $60 billion. And so what are the other nations paying? Because Greece is a poor country. And what benefit are they getting out of it? Any nation, for that matter. What benefit are the states getting out of Washington, D.C.? Zero. Squat. Nada. It's breaking us. Sending us to wars. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Well, Wall Street opened up right at the bottom of the hour, and there's a bunch of cops out there, and there's a bunch of people out there, and the media's out there. So, here we go. The number down here at Republic is 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. And we had some great reporting from the guys yesterday. We learned about the red tide in Texas. You can't hardly find that story anywhere. Tens and tens of millions of fish are washing up on the coastline. Yeah, screwed the pooch once again, didn't we? Of course, the oil continues to ooze. They have cracked the Gulf floor, and they even had the gall to give BP another drilling permit. We don't need oil. We certainly don't need to be screwing up the waters. It's not good. I mean, you change the Gulf temperature 1 or 2 degrees, woof-da! They're already now predicting the UK, England, and Northern Europe going to be the worst winter in recorded history. At least that's what they're saying. Now, I don't know how you can really predict the weather that much, but of course they can tell by the Gulf patterns, the elevator, the escalator, they call it, moving the water around. And they can also play with HAARP, too. Maybe they've got a whole bunch of tests scheduled. That'd be one way to calm things down, just snow them in and shut up, go home. And you get snowed in, you're pretty much done. Not going to be out there protesting or anything. Obama rebukes China as he commits to the Asian Pacific future. Yep, we just signed military agreements with Australia. God, do we do anything except war? Obama warns North Korea about nuke proliferation. Why don't you warn Israel? They're the ones giving them the program. Top Obama fundraiser defects to GOP. U.S. Congress members accused of making millions off the financial crisis. Sure they do. Did you know that Gingrich was paid $300,000 by Fannie Mae? At a time they're going under, we have to bail him out to the tunes of billions and billions and billions of dollars. They give Gingrich 300 grand. Anybody smell a rat here? Stinks. Now, of course, he said he was hired as a consultant, and he advised them. His wisdom is worth $300,000. Real team player there, isn't he? I know he spent well. It may be more than that, because he opened up a jewelry account, a rotating charge account at, I want to say, Tiffany's, and bought $300,000 worth of jewelry for his wife. He thinks that's not bizarre. I mean, can anybody relate to that? And where would you wear it? I mean, not D.C. anywhere. Be mugged. Be appearing on some gangbanger's bling list for the end of the day. Okay, $15 trillion in debt. Herman Cain's sex scandal will not go away. Interesting note, though. Some of the polls I heard yesterday, and I don't like Iowa's the big prize. I don't even know when the election is. It's a caucus state. It's not a general election state. Ron Paul's tied for first. Oops! Out of all the distraction the media has done, not giving him equal time whatsoever. It's all about who they select that week. Cain, Romney. Well, we all know it's Romney. Romney's a quitter. Now, I thought of a scenario. Think about this. Getting up close to the election, even after the Democratic nominee, finally the news tightens on Barry. The court rules he's not eligible. He's a fraud. Everything he's done is a fraud. Who would be the nominee? They ain't got anybody now. Hillary. Hillary would step in and save the day for the Democratic Party. Then, oh man, who can beat Hillary? Oh, look at the public opinion polls. Of course, you can't disregard the fact that Bill Clinton is one hell of a campaigner. Don't like the guy at all, but you can't take that away from him. Okay, the occupiers are preparing for a whole day of preparedness. They're not going to be able to do it at night. No tents, no sleeping bags. San Francisco police arrest over 100 in a Bank of America protest. Ooh. Now, of course, be afraid, because the FBI now has warned that the top American terrorists may be in Massachusetts. One in five U.S. adults now takes medication for mental disorder. One in five? 50 million on food stamps. One in five on antidepressants. How many of those are government workers? So, what is it? One in five work for the government? We are dwindling here. We are dwindling very fast. And could it be the diet? Could it be the HDTV? Yeah, could be. CIA won't give ex-agent a copy of the book he wrote because it's classified. See, these spooks have to get things cleared before they start yapping off. Now, the guys over at Veterans Today don't. They speak the truth. They speak from their mind, their hearts, and, you know, they've got their credibility on the line. They can't just be spouting out stuff and it's not true. Okay, Putin says Russia is ready to give practical, real aid to the European Union. That's nice. We have to renounce all debt. Never getting back involved with central banks again. But it's not going to happen, is it? It's not going to happen. You've got to do what you can to protect your family. Gold and silver, real money. And if you don't own it, you don't have possession of things you think you own, you really don't own them. You don't have title to your car. You have a certificate of title. The original title is held by your state. Yep. Now, you can get around that, but it's pretty impractical. Because most financing, everybody usually finances these things. And you go through the dealer or whatever. They have the original certificate of origin. And you can go in there with cash, on a new car only, with cash and say, I want to pay cash. I want a bill of sale. Perfectly legal. And you say, I'll handle the title work. Thank you. And you drive off with it. And theoretically, you don't even need to license it because it's yours. You don't need permission to travel. You don't need to pay a fee to travel. But you do when it's the state's car, and they issue you a state driver's registration and a plate and a little piece of sticky tape, usually, that says you're current on your taxes on their car. Now, I know that legal owner and registered owner stuff, but the real owner is the state. They can confiscate any time. The theory was, you know, look at over in Dunkirk when Her Majesty commandeered all the boats and ships and rescued the surrounded British troops from slaughter. And that's, you see all their ships over there, HSS, HMS, Her Majesty's ship. Her Majesty. What makes her a Majesty? A queen. What silly traditions? What silly traditions? Monarchies. Well, lucky sperm club, you know. That's got, and most of them are retarded from inbreeding. Look at them. They're not handsome people. Okay, Putin said his Russia, Medvedev. You know, Putin's never really let go of power over there. Never really let go. And you got to remember, he's ex-KGEB. You know, he's a bad guy. Very powerful, powerful, powerful bad guy. So, producer, I'm sure will tell me if we get calls here. Let me go check just to be sure. Nope, we don't have any. But if you want to, it's 800-313-9443. Now, the interview I did yesterday with Veterans Today is linked and featured at veteranstoday.com, and they get about 300,000-400,000 hits a day on that page. So that's kind of cool. All right, what's it like in your area? Let me get down here to some of the other stuff that's going on. Public submissions in Quebec committee overwhelmingly reject euthanasia, assisted suicide. Now, one of the things that was in Obamacare, 26 states have rejected. So I don't even know why they're going to court. Just say no. Just say no. Are you going to buy it? No, I'm not. I'm not going to, once again, be ordered to buy a product that I don't care for. I don't go to the doctor. People just get sick there. Probably should, but anyway. Homeland Security coordinated the 18-city police crackdown on Occupy protest. Did you know that? You know, all these protests that, or the clampdown that went on in Seattle and Berkeley and Oakland and New York and Denver, all super coordinated by Homeland Security. Great. See, this is what they've been doing over the years, militarizing all our police forces, unified command, ordered to always obey the feds. So if they coordinated it in the 18 cities, who authorized that? Who authorized? Of course, they deliberately kept the reporters all away from it, and that's going on now. It hasn't gotten too dicey. I can't believe they banned soccer balls. Seattle cops pepper spray a priest, an 84-year-old lady, and a pregnant woman at the Occupy protest. So there you go. There you go. Free country we live in, isn't it? And NASA has assured everybody that the 2012 doomsday scenario will not happen. Okay. I just can't get over that. Banning baseballs. WorldNet Daily, Penn State, a comfortable place for child rape. You know, this coach was not doing the sophomores and juniors. He was doing kids, you know, 12-year-old boys. He admits to taking showers with them. He admits he likes it. He admits to touching their upper thighs. Doesn't see anything wrong with it. He likes children. It's called a pedophile. They like children, too. He's a pedophile. He's a pervert. He should be locked up forever. And they had riots because his head coach was fired because he knew about it. He knew about it. And same with that assistant, that guy who was a grad student who went on to become one of their coaches. He knew about it. He was the one that saw it. And still works with the guy? He should be considered an accomplice. Golly. Okay, China Cloud's U.S. plan for Trans-Pacific System. Now, China is going to launch their second lunar probe. Okay? What happened last summer? Obama, and whoever it is, I don't know what gives us jurisdiction up there, declared the Apollo moon landing sites to be no-fly zones. No, no, no. You keep your satellites away from here. This is historic. We don't want you causing any, stirring up any dust and ruining the sites. So no flyover on the Apollo landing area. Smell something funny with that? These things are up, you know, 50 miles. You're not going to be kicking up a lot of dust. You're like, well, this is the coordinates. Where is it? What other reason would they have to declare that a no-fly zone? And wouldn't it benefit China to say, look, we were there. Of course, we you photoshopped it. You photoshopped it. You removed them. Everything they've told us is a lie. Everything. There's no terrorists. There's no 19 box cutters. They did not kill Osama bin Laden in April. It's, and you wonder why. Maybe, oh, Congress approval rating's down to 9%. Obama's at 17. Because you lied to us about everything. Who would respect you? This Congress has not passed a budget in 3 years. And the super committee will have this done by next Wednesday. No, they won't. Nothing. They're not going to have anything done that anybody's going to agree to. It's because it still has to be voted on by the full Congress. And all they're talking is $1.2 trillion over 10 years. And they will not be cutting the budget. They'll be cutting the increase in the increase. That's it. They're not cutting the budget at all. They're still penciling in their inflation. They're still saying, well, we have to enhance some of these programs. We have to give merit bonuses. We have to do pay raises. How do you expect? That's a cut. Think of how many insignificant waste of time departments are out there. Now, see, they would also argue cutting real jobs. Well, golly. Half Washington, D.C. and New York and Philadelphia, the unemployment rate would rise too much. You throw another 3% out there. The real unemployment rate for us is about 25%. It's not just me that says that. Look around you. Look at all the closed retail buildings for rent, for lease, shopping malls for sale. All the people that are underemployed, out of work, no income. Half the people that were collecting unemployment are now off the rolls. They don't even show. What are those people doing? There's an incident where a guy robbed a store. He needed the money for food for his kids. He needed the money for food. Of course, he got caught. Friend of my wife's that she's bowled with for years, bowling partner. Her wife was his, her husband was arrested last month for bank robbery. The guy's been in my house and out of the blue, just, you know, well, was a general contractor. Now he's never going to see the light of day. So they've tied him in with like five other bank robberies, held without bail. He will never, ever be a free man again. Sad.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, back for the final little segment this hour. Final little segment this hour. Wow. Oh, we got a caller. Okay, let's go to the caller. It's a short thing. Hello?
Hello, John.
Hi.
Listen, I'm very sympathetic with the OWS protesters. Not that I have much in common with them. I'm on the far right, so they would detest me. However, these are young kids, and the government, they start off their life as they leave school with not only student debt, they can look forward to paying off $15 trillion that their elders have run up. They have to compete with the many immigrants brought in here from third world countries for these jobs, which have depressed wages. So what we've seen is class warfare from the elite against the working class in the United States. So what I see here is these kids are upset about an overall irresponsible political system that has, you know, basically waged class warfare against working class, and also at the same time has turned China not only into a superpower but an incredible economic rival for them to compete with. And so basically and that's why any of these main politicians other than Ron Paul are absolutely illegitimate, especially people like Newt Gingrich, who was there and helped pass NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
So I say go for it, OWS. I see them as heroic, and I think they're doing a fabulous job making the lives miserable of those sellout creeps and globalists at Wall Street. And I urge them to go around and form flash mobs and go up into the wealthy neighborhoods in New York and start harassing them on a personal basis and decentralize.
You know, I was listening to the financials this morning, and they're talking about crude oil is now over $102 a barrel. And they were just giddy, and hopefully it'll go higher. Hey, that translates down to us at the retail level. And you can trace the beginning of this recession or depression right back to when they started jacking up the oil prices.
Well, if you do have any extra money, this is true, though, and I've done this. and this shows my Wall Street-type tendencies. It may paint me as a hypocrite, but when you hear that oil prices are going to go up, buy an oil stock. So the oil stock prices will cancel out the raise in oil prices you pay at the tank, dividends you earn.
Right. I understand people make a lot of money at it. And,
yeah.
You know, even Kalinte just lost a pile because he was investing in gold contracts.
Yep.
And the company he was dealing with got bought up by MF Global, and they just seized all his money.
Yep.
Right, hey, John. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're here.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking